Amos chapter 9, verses 11 to 15. The New Covenant. Now, as I said in the previous discourse, there's too much in Amos 9, 11 to 15 to be confined to the return of the Jews from Babylonian captivity, the exile. Now, as I've said also, some see a future messianic Jewish kingdom centered in Jerusalem. I don't. The restoration of the temple and so on. And they would look at prophecies like Amos 9 in that light. But as with the other prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Haggai, I see these prophecies fulfilled in the return from the exile, yes, but I see it above all in the promise of the new covenant. And of course, on this occasion, Amos chapter 9, verse 11 to 15, we have the classic words of James to instruct us. I refer to Acts 15 and verses 12 to 18. The whole assembly had been discussing the calling of the Gentiles. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul talking about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up. You see, there was a question here. This meeting was there to discuss this calling of the Gentiles. What should they do with these Gentiles? And James, when they had finished, Paul and Barnabas, James spoke up and he said, "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described, as Peter, how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself." That was Acts 10 with the calling of Cornelius. And then James says this, "The words of the prophets are in agreement with this." And of course, he could have quoted any number of prophets. I've said Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Haggai. But he quotes Amos, and he quotes Amos chapter 9 and verses 11 to 15. "As it is written," he said, "after this I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages." Amos chapter 9, verses 11 to 15, and Acts 15, verses 12 to 18. This is the way to read the prophets. It doesn't look like the new covenant as you read it in Amos. Of course, these men spoke in the terms that they knew and had. Of course they did. They spoke in old covenant terms. But God, from Genesis onward, has been pointing through prophet after prophet, through all the law, through all the shadows, through all the illustrations, all the types, been pointing to the gospel. And the prophets are no exception to this. Matthew 5, 17 to 20, Christ is explicit. "I came," he said, "to fulfill the law and the prophets." And we have Luke 24, we have 1 Peter 1, we have Acts 10, we have many places where there's quotations like this. Hebrews is full of the matter. Hebrews chapter 8, Hebrews chapter 7, and so on. These passages are full of these places, speaking of Christ, not in their original terms, in New Covenant terms. Of course, they couldn't. They spoke in Old Covenant terms, illustrations of water and trees, and the trees blossoming again in tents and tabernacles and temples and so on, sacrifices. But the fulfillment, the reality, the substance is Christ. And so Amos ends on this high note, indeed the highest note of all. What he's really doing is predicting a better day, not simply for Israel and Judah, but for all who are in Christ, the glorious new covenant. And this is where we are today, brothers and sisters. So let us go on proclaiming Christ. That's the better day. That's for the better eternity. That's better all round. Christ is all. As the Hebrews puts it, Christ is better. The law came. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.